They're calling it shut down D.C., and they're urging the protesters to bring the city to a standstill. The 71st Annual Primetime Emmy Awards making history this year. Billy Porter became the first openly gay black man to win an Emmy in a lead actor category for the show Pose on FX. It was also the first time the award show had no host. Instead, Thomas Lennon provided what was supposed to be comedic commentary. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nation's largest retailer has agreed to stop selling vaping products. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with more.
Walmart is getting out of the vaping business. The nation's largest retailer said it will stop selling electronic cigarettes at its stores and Sam Club stores throughout the United States when it sells out of its current inventory. Walmart said the move is due to growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity regarding vaping products. It also comes after several hundred people have mysteriously fallen ill after vaping and several have died. Walmart's decision is the latest blow to the vaping industry, which has tried to position itself as a healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes, which are responsible for 480,000 deaths a year, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. However, Walmart will continue to sell regular cigarettes. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Attorney General William Barr has been on Capitol Hill recently to meet with lawmakers about new gun control measures. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut tells NBC's Meet the Press that there could be progress on the issue if President Trump would challenge the gun lobby.
The Attorney General brought up to Congress last week a fairly reasonable proposal that would expand background checks to commercial sales. There's some things I don't like about it, but it's absolutely a platform for negotiation. The NRA opposes it, and so the critical question now is sitting on the president's desk. Is he willing to take on the NRA?
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney's concerned about what President Trump may have said about former Vice President Joe Biden and his son to the president of Ukraine in a phone call. In a weekend tweet, the Utah Republican said it's critical for the facts to come out about any conversation Trump or his lawyer may have had with the Ukrainian president. Meanwhile, that lawyer to Trump, Rudy Giuliani, says this is all much ado about nothing, saying of the phone call,
"There's no quid pro quo, no money, a proper action by a president. They might say improper, but certainly not grounds for impeachment."
The 74th United Nations General Assembly getting underway in New York today. The president will be addressing the assembly later this week. Today, he's skipping a climate action summit to attend one focusing on religious persecution. And this is USA Radio News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New York City has begun weeks of gridlock with the United Nations General Assembly starting today, but in Washington, D.C., there is gridlock as well because of climate protesters who are trying to snarl traffic citywide. Organizers say their goal is to bring awareness to the climate crisis.
We want a declaration of climate emergency. We want to honor the treaties of indigenous peoples. We want a green. We want the decade of a Green New Deal.
They're calling it shut down D.C. and they're urging the protesters to bring the city to a stand.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Chef Bill's Table. I'm host Bill Kinslow with Chef at Jake's Restaurant in Flemington here in New Jersey, and have a special guest here today. We are videoing the show. Hopefully it's live streaming. Janet Madalena. Madalena's Catering and Cheesecake and Catering, right? And an old friend. Not that she's old, but we've been friends for a long time. And at the restaurant, we've always used Janet's products, and she's here to kind of taking some new steps. Your sons are now running the business now with you?
Actually, Jeff is taking a little break. My youngest Jeff is taking a little break from Madalena's. First time in his life that he's done something on his own. So it was a mutual decision to let him experience something outside Madalena land.
Well, you know that a lot of people do that with their sons or daughters. They want them to work for somebody else, and get some new ideas, maybe, or just maybe appreciate what they have, or find their way. Right.
Well, Gene and I, my husband Gene and I, decided to do that when they were little, and because Gene ended up ill for a long time. He had cancer and passed away 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
10 years ago.
I know. It's
it doesn't seem possible. But we didn't do what we promised ourselves we would do at the time. And now Gene's had an opportunity to go off and do some other things. And now Jeff is seeing what it feels like to have a completely different lifestyle. He's actually working for the post office where he has every Sunday off. And he, you know, he has just a completely different routine, and his mom is not his boss. And so we're both enjoying that a little bit right now.
Yeah, scooch closer there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, try to pick you up better. Okay. Yeah, so you're pretty much doing it then, right?
Well, yeah, I'm definitely doing it. I'm definitely in the midst of everything that goes on there. Gene is very involved as well, but it's all hands on deck because we've come full circle, and we're super busy now. There's all kinds of different things happening, and I wouldn't be comfortable to step away at this point. It would be too much for me to do that. I wouldn't do that to Gene right now.
So cheesecakes are how you started, right?
No, not
or was
exactly.
It catering?
My husband was a chef, and he was
he was a CIA chef.
Of the CIA, Culinary Institute of America, and he worked. He and I met when we both worked at Fiddler's Elbow Country Club back in the 70s.
Okay.
And so when we got married, he always wanted a catering business. He liked catering, that, you know, the big, large banquets and whatnot. So when we started, our intention was to have a catering business, but he did not want a brick-and-mortar catering. He wanted to, at that time, he thought, because we were young, I guess, you know, the idea of taking the catering
to
the
client.
The
roadshow, right?
Yeah. So that's how we started, but when knowing that we decided to come back to Flemington. We had been living in Middlesex. We decided to start the business in Flemington where he had his roots. And he knew lots of people and had family. But we also knew that because we were brand new, we needed something else to help us generate income while we were building the clientele.
Catering, yeah. People plan parties 6 months, 12 months out. So
exactly.
You're not busy right from, a restaurant opens, everybody goes.
That's
but
it. That's
you guys weren't
now.
A restaurant.
Exactly.
No, you got to line up the clients.
So he's... said we're, you know, we made this cheesecake that everyone loves. He had been making it in another restaurant, and it was very popular, and he had given it as a gift to one of the salesmen for R&R. Do you remember R&R Provision?
Yeah. R&R, best by far.
Bob Hockman, I don't know if you remember Bob, but I wouldn't be surprised. It was probably his
when he was his route.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But anyway, Bob just... he took it home, shared it with his family. They fell in love with it. And every time he came, he would, you need to do this. You need to do this. You need to, you know, it's better than anything out there. And it's like, we live in a 3-room apartment. Are you kidding? You know, it was so out of the realm in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, because you needed an inspected facility.
Sure, I mean, you know, just the idea of having our own business at that time didn't, you know, but as the next year and a half, things changed. And it put us in a position where we were leaving that job and trying to decide what was next. And we decided what was next was to go into business and into the catering, which is what he wanted, and bring the cheesecake as a product. And that's what we did. So one of the first places he went was to go see Mr. Colalillo Sr., Joe's dad. I think he's also Joe's, if I'm not mistaken. And he, you know, was our first customer, our first wholesale customer.
Oh, so Shopper. So you've always been there.
Yeah, far long back as I can remember. That might have been his first trip out, literally.
That's hard to get placement. I know people that, I remember Ed and Doris from Muirhead with their dressings and things. He said the hardest thing is to get placement. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go stock the shelves and rotate, you know, because that's what companies do. They mm-hmm. and they pay for the best spots
yeah.
to go.
Yeah.
But you do a lot of promoting, though. You're always out working the fairs. I mean, wasn't it was 2 years ago you had Travel Channel and the Food Network picked you up?
It was actually 2015 now. It's been 4 years.
4 years, yeah.
But that was awesome. And
one season you hit.
Yeah. Both, well, I don't know if you knew this, but it happened back to back, the same weekend.
Well, they did.
Yeah. And they wanted the same day, but I was afraid. It just so happened that someone knew that we were going to be at an event at a particular location, and they Carnival Eats, the show Carnival Eats, was coming. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to know who they could suggest. And so they suggested us and several others, and they called and interviewed, and they chose us as one of the food trucks that they were going to interview.
Right.
And so at the same time, we got heard about another show that was looking for a family-based business, you know, this type of with food. I think it was food was the – it had to be a food business, and it had to be family. And so we applied for that also. That came through the chamber in Delaware, Lambertville and
okay.
New York.
Yeah, well, people like a backstory.
Yeah,
you know, it's
exactly.
Not, they're not just some, you know, conglomerate
exactly.
somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. So we, again, applied. They reached out to us when we told them our story. They loved it, and they both wanted to do it on the same Saturday. But I was afraid to tell either one of them because I thought if I tell one, they might not want to do it because maybe they'll feel like it's too much of us at the same time. I just didn't know. So
yeah.
I just kept it to myself, and I said, we can't do Saturday, but we can do Sunday, and as it turned out, that was the insanity of that weekend.
And they were running those shows at the same time.
Yeah.
Or close
yeah,
together.
Pretty much. So
but it was two different channels. I mean,
one was the Food Network and one was the Cooking Channel.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're all under the same.
Yeah.
But they're trying to market to
exactly.
different people.
But the
yeah.
food, the show that was on the Food Network was called Great American Food Finds. And I don't know if it has ever played a second time. Carnival Eats plays over and over.
Well, somebody used to, they buy the series.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it might right. be on, you know, another channel.
Well, it's
somewhere.
On the History Channel. It's on, you know, it's
yeah,
it's
they
on
buy them
multiple,
like Law and Order.
Right.
They'll buy the series.
Right.
They pay X amount of dollars
yeah.
and then just
but
run it.
It's still rerunning. I still hear from, and I'll hear from somebody in California or somebody yeah. in another state, and they'll call us up and, you know, ask questions.
So do you ship?
We can. Yes,
yeah, now,
we do.
Right? It's great now, right?
Yeah.
You can sell your stuff anywhere.
You can, but it's very expensive to
yes,
ship
it is.
A product that has to be refrigerated
yes.
or frozen, and therefore yeah. the cost can be prohibitive. If somebody is within a 400-mile range, it's much more doable, and it makes sense. Sometimes people in California, you know, I think they're never going to want to do it when I tell them it's like $100 or more just for the shipping.
Oh,
without
if you
the
want
product.
That, yeah, that hometown favorite, yeah.
But it, they'll it do can, it. I mean, I,
some
not
people
all.
Will.
Not, it's not something that we're doing every day, so shipping to
right.
California or Colorado, but we do it. And unfortunately, the majority of the, like, we get one or two in a week's time, you know, throughout the year, but right before Thanksgiving, right before Christmas,
sure.
we'll get inundated. And, of course, as you know, that's the busiest time for everything
you're
else.
Busy anyway.
So, we're trying to juggle everything and make it all happen. But it's challenging.
Yeah, so that aspect, because I was, you know, curious. So what makes your cheesecakes, I mean, besides delicious, and your apple pie, by the way, which is, you know, I know your cheesecake, but like your apple pie is killer.
Thank you, Bill.
But
well,
what
okay.
makes it, what
makes
helped
it
stand
special?
Out over the years? I mean, everybody makes cheesecake, don't they?
I think they do. But we have, number one, as you know, this is Gene's recipe, and Gene was adamant that we not compromise the ingredients. So it's
I remember being in your place, and I saw Philadelphia cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I saw flats of fresh eggs.
Uh-huh.
I saw cream. And I think at one point you guys took on a partner that wanted to distribute to Pocono.
Well, we did.
He wanted to cheapen the stuff. Though,
well, yeah,
he?
And we chose to go through bankruptcy rather than be pushed into that.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
we weren't going to do that. We worked so hard to build the product and create the recipe and our customers loved it, and people know if you change it. They
well,
know. They'll taste
look
it.
At Junior's, and, I mean, that's another famous one in New York.
Right.
You know, they the diner, and they sell that to everybody, and it's just simple. I tell people the apple pie, people say, oh, does it have this? No, it's got the shortest ingredients you'll ever see. Yeah, apples, flour, butter, yeah, and sugar.
That's pretty much it.
You know,
fresh Granny Smith, this is what I tell people when they ask me about it. Fresh Granny Smith apples, no preservatives, and all butter crust.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I say look for the short ingredient list, and yours really. Now, I know you've been working on, you've done gluten-free.
We have.
But you told me you had keto.
Yes, I have.
And what does that do? Is that really eliminating a lot of
No, it's not
sugars?
Eliminating. Well, it's eliminating the sugar, but everything else stays the same. But so basically, you asked me about our ingredients.
Right.
It's 100% real dairy, no preservatives, and pure bourbon vanilla from Madagascar.
Right.
The vanilla has literally gone up in price, I think, 5 times, if not more.
Oh, that's everybody's.
We buy, now imagine.
You don't buy the cheap stuff.
No, we can't. I mean, that would be breaking all the rules that Gene set in place. But if you imagine a giant garbage can on the side of the road, like a 55-gallon drum,
right,
that's how our vanilla gets shipped to us.
Sure, you have to buy it direct, but that's...
And when we started, it was, 5 years ago, it was around $2,000. It's now close to $12,000 for the same product. Mm-hmm.
I used to buy maple syrup up north for a hotel we would buy every year. We'd do a tasting and buy it for the year.
Mm.
And you're laying out a lot of money.
Yeah, you have to do it.
But yeah, we wanted the real thing. So, like you say, what's the cost of it? And sometimes I don't know. I find your pricing is very reasonable, though.
Well, we do our best. It's also baked in a water bath, and not everybody is willing to take that extra step.
And a water bath, for those that don't know what that is.
Okay.
It's how you do custards and things.
Right. Well, our cheesecake is not in a springform pan. A lot of people make cheesecake in a springform. I don't think you could do a water bath with a springform pan.
You've got the bottom, yeah, unless you're lining the inside with something else.
Because you wouldn't want water to seep in.
Water's going to seep in.
But in our case, we have a solid, I guess the sides are about 3 inches high. Pan, and it is literally baked sitting in a pan
with about an inch
or so of water. And of course, our oven holds about 120 cheesecakes at a time.
I know that's a revolving oven.
Right. So we have two revolving ovens, and they're, you fill one and then you fill the other, but you've also got to fill the water. And if you don't fill the right amount of water, it can get dry and those cheesecakes might brown or crack.
Well, they brown, they crack. Yes, it was always the trouble cooling them down. They have to cool down properly.
They do.
I guess that's why, people that do it right, I mean, it sounds like a simple thing to make, but I know you can cheat and add a little sour cream, do like a French style, and those are a little more forgiving, but the all-cream cheese.
Well, we do have sour cream in our recipe as well. It's 100% cream cheese, sour cream.
A little bit, yeah. I've seen some that are half sour cream.
No, not like that.
Yours
no.
is for flavor. No.
But, We had someone take a we had one of our regular baker, Matt Miller, who has started with us back in the late 80s. We all went through a bankruptcy after that period with our partner. We were in Costco's, and the high volume, low dollars just crushed us. So we all went our separate ways, and we didn't see each other again for 20 years. But we always kept in touch. You know, he would call or write or whatever, and it was nice to keep in touch. But after Gene died, he asked if he could come for a visit. And my boys remembered him because he was just a fun guy. And we had taken a ski trip together, like where he and one of the other girls, Jennifer, joined us. And so we just have fun, fond memories. And he came back for a visit, and we said, come back to work for us, because he had been in South Carolina, and he did. And so he's back, and it's really awesome, because he makes the baking my boys can certainly do it, but they can only do one thing at a time. You can't do all the different tasks. You can't mix it and bake it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so having Matt there, he the first day he started, he was very young when we hired him, 19. Gene was hesitant to hire him because he was so young. We had 3 ovens back then. And so that meant that he was doing close to 300 cakes an hour, and we had 3 oven loads 3 times that day. So He literally did not burn a cake, and he did not drop a cake.
He passed the test.
That entire day, he did amazing, and he got it done in less time than others had done. So he was a natural from the beginning, and it's a blessing to have him back. So he is my partner now, and I'm really happy to have somebody in my life that my kids love, and we all feel like Gene sent him to us.
It's
to kind of help us,
family,
and
yeah.
Did
he start initially? I don't think anybody realized your cakes were not a standard cheesecake in the beginning, weren't they? The bundt pan.
Yes, yes.
That's what first impressed me about those.
Yes.
When I first met my wife Johnny, and we were coming out here to visit, and I saw this bundt shape, I said, "That's genius!" Because as a chef in a restaurant, sometimes we need different sized portions.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, okay, this is a banquet portion, or this is an a la carte. And you don't have points breaking off when you're trying to lift it out of the
that's
pan.
That's very true. And, that's
and I just said, oh, this
everyone loved it.
Right there. But I think when Gene had said that the difficulty was in cleaning the pans.
It was so difficult. They needed an entire extra step. And it was just becoming difficult. And getting them coated was really difficult because there were so many different.
Yeah, the standard, the bundt.
So we had to get a spray machine to spray on the shortening. Back then, in order to do those through that machine, we had to do clarified butter, and then the butter had to be clarified each time.
Just had the oil. Yeah,
and then we had these tiny little spray heads that if one little grain of graham cracker got in, because they're spraying it and then you're crumbing them.
Right.
And it was so labor intense and costly, and that was the one thing that we did change over the years, is to go back to a traditional shaped.
Because those are easier to bake too, aren't they?
For us, they're much easier to bake, unmold, and then, like if we're really in busy times, we will literally unmold them and then regrease and go right back. They don't have to be washed in between, as long as we're going to do them right away.
Oh, yeah, you don't have – you're going right in the hot oven again. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
I'm going to – I'm going to break for a couple of words from sponsors here, and we'll be back with Janet and find out more about Madalena's Cheesecake and Catering. Great story.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Janet Madalena, and she's brought some samples here. We have a keto friendly, I guess you label them?
Keto cheesecake.
Keto cheesecake. So it's chocolate and no sugar added and gluten free and lower carbs. So the keto, so during the break you were saying that you actually have done some research. You're not just grabbing a fad and not knowing what you're doing. Well, your brain runs on fat, and I mean, you need some carbs too, but I say especially infants, they need kind of higher fat to develop the brain. So
bottom line, Gene also at the same time is all this one and talks for years about we need to get our cheesecake in Whole Foods. So he has been trying to get an appointment, and they said, all right, come on in, we'll meet you at the local store. That's really what we were looking to do, was just get into the Princeton store. So he got in, and when he was there, and they knew our cheesecake because they're familiar with us because we're so close to Princeton. But he mentioned being on the keto diet, and they said, keto? If you made a keto cheesecake, we know we could sell that. That is awesome. And so we had already made a keto cheesecake for a close friend of ours who had done just so much for us that I decided that we would do something special for them. It's very hard for us to do a special recipe for just anybody, but
right.
This particular gentleman had just gone over the top in helping us, and I wanted to repay the kindness. So we made it for them, and they loved it. They thought it was awesome. I personally thought it was a little bit too sweet. So when Gene came,
it's not sweet at all. I mean, it's very real.
But nice.
It's rich,
right?
Chocolate.
What do you think? Does it have an aftertaste or a grittiness at all?
Well, the chocolate, but it's not overpowered by the sugar. And I think chocolate, people don't realize it, how bitter chocolate really is,
mm-hmm.
even as a beverage.
Right.
I mean, adding sugar to it was what made it popular
right.
for Westerners. And, this tastes real from the standpoint of, so many desserts have so much sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know a baker at Mirror Lake Inn, this lady that had been there for years, and she said, she would make a quick bread, and she would use half the sugar, half the oil. Americans eat too much sugar and oil.
Uh-huh.
And she would always double yeast and things. She said, yeast is good for you,
uh-huh.
for bread and rolls, but she would always cut the sugar and oil in half.
When I cooked kids when they were little, I would do the same thing, cut it back.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the way this thing happened was very unplanned. We were not intending to make a keto cheesecake for sale. So he came back, and we said, all right, we're going to do this. Let's try it. Why not? If Whole Foods thinks it'll sell, they must know what they're talking about.
Right.
So, but I asked him to cut, don't go quite as sweet as we did the first time.
And then that was a little risky because I tend to go less, and everybody else is like, but everybody likes more. But I'm like, if you're trying to cut, then you're getting used to having less. That's
well, and you don't put an artificial sweetener in
no,
there.
No, and that's the whole key. What we're using, and we were using, I think it was called Swerve, and that was it was a nice sweetener, but we could not get it in bulk. We needed to get more than a two-pound bag from the supermarket.
Right.
So we were doing some research, and we found a company called Keto & Company in Boston, and they were making a sweetener. And we asked if they could – because basically they're developing the brownie mix.
Okay.
And I think I brought it to show you. This is their product that they're developing.
Oh,
and so
just add water and stir?
No, it's more than that. But bottom line, they have been developing a sweetener that would make this brownie taste creamy and rich and without any, you know, aftertaste or bitterness or grittiness. And I think they nailed it. And when he sent us samples and we tried it, we said, that's awesome. So he's selling it to us in wholesale, but it's not really available for wholesale elsewhere. He actually is considering us a partner in research and development at this time.
Not but a bad place to be.
He's selling this on Amazon, and he said that it is one of the top 50 selling products right now on Amazon. So,
well, first of all, who doesn't, besides cheesecake, who doesn't like brownies?
Exactly.
So, and this, what people don't realize too about baking is that the sugar does. The physical characteristic of it, it's considered a liquid ingredient. And if you put artificial in there, you don't have, I mean, you can't make a meringue with artificial sweetener. You need that chemical, mm-hmm. you need the sugar mm-hmm. in there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is
made with an all natural blend of plant based ingredients.
Oh, coconut flour, cocoa powder.
Right.
Yeah.
And for a sweetener, in the sweetener, there's monk fruit erythritol, non GMO erythritol, non GMO. Inulin and monk fruit, erythritol, fibrosol, and inulin,
mm-hmm.
and they're all plant based and they're all natural, and they won't spike the glycemic index the way that sugar does. So what I'm learning is that how many people are, you know, diabetic, diagnosed with this sugar problem, and when Gene, my husband, was on. He had cancer for 8 years, and I was able, for the last 3.5 years of his life, to get him to change the way that he was eating. And we went off sugar, and we went off dairy at the time, and
well,
we
tough.
Went off meat.
In your business.
So in our business, we were catering all the time.
Oh, yeah, you're doing cookouts.
He was known for his prime rib and his dinner rolls and the cheesecake. So that was a really tough thing, but, you know, it was a long story, but there was a day where he had a seizure and he fell and broke his collarbone, and that I took advantage of his vulnerability at that time, and I said, what do you have to lose if you never have to go back to Sloan Kettering? Why don't we just try this? And so he said, okay, I'll try it. He sat there on the bottom of the step, bottom step in the kitchen with his arm in a sling, just looking so
okay,
so
you
know, just
in.
Helpless, and I took advantage of him, but I was so happy to be able to change the way I had something I could do to help. You know, you're so helpless when somebody
oh,
you love.
Oh, yeah, like the prognosis. I mean, you know the end. I mean, people say, oh, it can go this way, that way. But I think as chefs, you know, we're responsible for what goes in people's bodies. And I think people now are becoming more aware of that. I mean, back in the, you know, the 60s or whatever, mm-hmm. you could get away with certain things. And I've never liked that. You know, you always try to use the best stuff you can.
Sure.
And, yes, we have to make stuff in volume. We have a lot of people to feed. But you have to do it the right way.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a way just to make money at it. But then, right. you know, these Beyond Burgers and Impossible Burgers,
sure.
a lot of coconut oil in them. They're not healthy by any chance. People are going to think, oh, you know, this is it's not like a black bean burger.
Uh-huh.
It's all you're saving the cholesterol. That's it.
Yeah.
But as far as sat fat, everything else is in there.
Yeah.
So it's more for getting away from commercially raised cattle.
Sure.
With the greenhouse gases
exactly.
and the
waste.
So,
no matter what you're doing, you can do it probably do it better or offer a second option. And in this
I think you're right. It's not the silver bullet, but if you change a little bit,
it's at least, you know, you're making your bet. You have to, like, if you're disclosing full disclosure and you're thinking about, you know, what's good for, you know, your customers and trying to do the best you can, I think that really makes a difference. But the macrobiotic diet is very different than the keto diet. And the keto diet, I think a lot of people think right now that it's a fad. And I have, you know, we went to a keto conference in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago, and we learned a lot about what it's all about. And bottom line, you know, the two diets are very similar in one way, is that sugar is dangerous to your body. Sugar can, you know, cause your body to become insulin resistant. And this is one of the things.
Yeah, especially the high fructose corn syrup is just this pure thing that, exactly. You know, I mean, if you have fruit sugar, you know, regular fructose that takes time, like a real orange or a pineapple,
right.
That sugar is fine because right. It's going to break down over time. But that almost like putting a drug into your body, the way that the high fructose corn syrup right. does. So I know my wife had inheritance-wise, she had some cholesterol problems. And she said, I'm going to cut all of, you know, the sat fat and stuff like that. And then what happened was she ended up eating all this fat-free stuff, has so much sugar.
It's even worse.
To compensate. And then she got, you're pre-diabetic.
Yeah.
So which way do you go?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I'm beginning to learn about it, and makes me a little uncomfortable to talk about it like this because I'm not that knowledgeable. But what I'm learning is that if the more that you eat and the more times you eat, every time you eat, your insulin is spiked. Your insulin is a hormone.
Yeah.
And if your insulin is spiked too often because of too much sugar or eating too often, your body will begin to protect itself. The cells will protect themselves from it. They'll think of the insulin as a toxin. And they don't allow the insulin to go into the cell
and do
what it's supposed to. So now it's not in the blood protecting from sugar,
right.
But it's in your body. So when you go to the doctor, they're testing for sugar, but they're not testing for insulin. And then what do? They give you more insulin.
Yeah.
And so now you've got, you know, insulin on top of insulin, and it's not working to help you.
Yeah,
so,
well, my wife, sometimes she'll have that low blood sugar thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's too much insulin work.
Right.
You know, you're trying to not eat, but then you still need some stuff to keep going.
So what I'm learning about eating this way is the theory behind it is healthy keto, meaning if you're going to be eating it healthy, you're going to eat a good quality, you know, organic meat, but not a lean meat necessarily, something that has some fat, because the fat is actually good for you. If you're eating a good quality meat, it's a good, you know, you're eating vegetables and plenty of vegetables, and then you can have some fat, the vegetables, the meat, and then the idea is that when you're eliminating sugar, your body will burn the fat. Go right to the fat.
Oh, sure. No, it burns so, carbs first, you know, then protein and fat last.
Right.
But it's the slow as a good. It's that's how we store energy.
Right.
Much more efficient than carbohydrates.
Exactly. And this is what, you know, I wish I had known this, understood it when my kids were wrestling. You know, when you'd watch them in a wrestling match and they'd burn out, you know, halfway through.
Yeah, you hit the wall.
Exactly.
You've exhausted the carbs.
Sure, because it's a quick spike. The sugar or the carb, whatever you eat, is, you know, they would go and starve themselves. To make weight,
yeah.
Right? And then right after they weigh in, they can grab something to eat. And then what do they grab? Right? Carbs.
Big plate of pasta.
And that doesn't last. That doesn't sustain you. And this is what, you know, what I'm starting to learn about it and try to understand is that, you know, the fat is a much steadier, healthier form of energy that will sustain you. When we went to this keto conference, there was a gentleman there from Spain. And he was just not an athlete, not a professional athlete, but he decided, he told his family, I'm going to do a triathlon. And they're like, but you're not an athlete. He goes, but I'm going to do it, because he was on the keto diet, and he just decided he was going to show. Sure enough, on the keto diet, using the fat as his fuel, he completed the triathlon. He was really amazing.
Yeah, well, years ago I cycled, and I mean, talking a lot of miles, and the cyclist diet was similar to that. You would actually fast for a few to get your body into ketosis, and it would start burning the fat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to this same kind of diet and train your body to burn fat. Because cyclists, you'll see, bicycle is the only sport that you can eat while you're doing it. You see, the Tour de France, people are hitting,
sure,
you know, the candy bars and stuff.
Yeah,
you can actually do it because you're just doing this long haul. You're not
I never
tying
thought
up.
About it. You're right, though.
Yeah, but the cyclist, that was called the cyclist diet, and it was training your body to burn fat with that jump start, the ketosis,
mm-hmm,
and then that also has the benefit of lowering your appetite too.
Yeah, definitely.
It kills your appetite because you're not craving that sugar. You've got that. You're not like this. You're more even. We got a break for a couple of messages, but yeah, interesting. So never too old to learn, right? We can always, but that, you know, could be your future research and development, or.
Well, you know what, Matt. Came back and he was staying with us for a while, and I realized that I went from sitting on the couch watching the reruns of General Hospital to cooking and laughing with Matt, and all of a sudden I started to feel less sad, and it was just so nice to have someone in my life, and so he's special. But he and I went to the conference together, and they offered they have a coaching plan where you can. It's all online, of course, but it's like taking this class, and he's doing it. And every night he's like this with the headphones on, and he's taking
notes. Sure, why not?
He's so excited about it. He's really enjoying learning about it, but he's lost 35 pounds.
We're going to break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back and find out more about what Janet's doing. You have some grab-and-go, too, right?
We do.
All right, so we'll be back and talk about that.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
D
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back at the table here. So, Janet, we were... this stuff, you see me keep eating, it's very good. I don't want to do too much of it on camera here. But the other thing that you're doing, and I know we talked a few years ago, and I always thought that the savory... I think I'd made a crawfish or crab cheesecake or something for a cooking class, and I thought, oh, you know, you're already doing cheesecakes. Why can't we do the savory thing? And I see now you have
We have savory foods, but not savory cheesecake.
But you have quiches, though.
We're making quiches.
Still in the same, to me, it's, you know, okay. you're in the same all ballpark. Right.
Well, I've always wanted to play around. But, the girls at ShopRite have suggested that I do a Hatch pepper cheesecake. Because Hatch peppers, I guess, are only in season.
Oh, every year they have the roaster out there.
Yeah.
And that would
be
good.
I've never done it, and I've always thought it would be great. But by the time it's this time of the year, we're so crazy busy with everything that we haven't, you know, experimented. It's not the time that we have time to have fun. We just have to get busy and start. Now our biggest we're growing and we're doing much more. Our fundraising business is crazy busy this year. We've booked way like twice as many as last year. And with the new products between the keto and the gluten-free and the original cheesecake and the apple pie.
Cover all the bases.
Now
there.
We have to worry about where are we going to put all this? We have to store it. We have to be able to rotate it, and we have to be able to stage the orders before they go out. So now we're looking for some – we're going to have to get another freezer or maybe rent a freezer trailer that can come in for the heavy – you know.
Oh, just for seasonal.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, we were thinking – I remember years and years ago that we rented for about 3 or 4 months a tractor trailer that was dropped off, and we were able to use it in this way. So Gene, my son, is starting to panic about where am I supposed to put all this stuff.
Yeah, we
Mom?
Need storage. It's always fight for it. It's costly. It's got to be refrigerated or frozen. You know.
Because we've got quite a few boxes and you know, just trying to make sure everything is running properly and keeping, you know, it's just, we just had John Conant from SMB support. It has just installed monitors on all of our freezers so that we'll be alerted if any of them go out of temperature.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be a blessing because we, you know, if we're not on top of everything every day, we could lose product, and it would be devastating.
Yeah, or something could happen that you're unaware of, and the product's compromised.
Oh,
and
that would be even worse.
I remember at school that the freezers and thing that would show the ups and downs. It was a temperature scale thing. It's like a lie detector type thing. The little drawing thing.
Okay.
So the engineers, and you could see the defrost cycle and see where the temperature went to.
Yes.
It had, even on a defrost cycle, it still had to maintain a certain temperature.
Yes.
So engineering would come around. It was a hotel, a Statler Hotel in Cornell, and so they had every shift, somebody from engineering went around and checked all the refrigeration. But they had this dial on there that you could see what had happened.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to be able to view the history, which will be good.
Yeah, because it's funny. You get the growing pains because now it's, you know, it's a lot, for a lot of people, it's distribution, you know, and for you, of course, and it's laying out money for inventory ahead of time and then waiting to get paid.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. It's challenging. But I have to say.
But fundraisers, so people sell the cakes.
In fact, I had all this stuff to bring, and somehow I left the fundraiser and the Thanksgiving.
Well, the information's on your website,
right? Go on our website. We have a page devoted to fundraising. We have a page devoted to the keto, so you can look up and see more about both things.
And it's Madalena's Cheesecake.
Madalena's www.madalinascatering.com.
Madalina's Catering.
Okay. Catering.com. But, yeah, we have a page, and the fundraising business is awesome. We sell to schools, churches, teams. We have the Ryder cheerleaders. We have the Warren County Singers. The Warren County Singers are a group of, you know, retired folks. And we have the cheerleaders. We have grammar schools. Everybody
Well, when they
do
this, so they just take orders. Instead of having kids going around,
exactly,
you know, selling wrapping paper, exactly, and door-to-door, you can, right, just take orders.
Yep. And we have a program.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Oh.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our...
Did we go over?
That was a... No, we're going to be wrapping it up soon because... Okay. That was our signal. I think they have an automatic. There's an automatic thing here. So
let's talk about grab and go.
Yeah, grab and go. We have soups and pot pies, a couple of side dishes and quiches. So these are
pot
items
pie,
people
chef
can just stop by.
I don't try to maintain fresh food.
Okay.
But we do always have fresh food that they can take home, you know, bake or thaw. And it's the pot pie, the Jersey pot pie, the shepherd's pie sell easily with the vanilla cheesecake. It's crazy how busy we are with these things that people are coming in. Different, it makes different things at different times. Mac and cheese is pretty popular. Then we do a little bit. To give you the idea of the keto quiche and regular quiche. Regular quiche is made with, you know, eggs and milk and vegetables, could be meat or not, and then and a crust, the pie crust, the same one we use for the apple pie.
Okay.
So it's an all butter crust. But over here, when we're doing the keto, it's no crust. It's the eggs and the vegetables and heavy cream and probably like sausage or...
Yeah, so it's like a frittata or a strata or something,
right,
like that.
No,
okay.
It's basically a crustless quiche.
Yeah.
So, but the difference is fat and no wheat or anything, no carbs. And over here we have it made with...
Full carb.
Yeah, so because we always made the quiche and then we said we can make it. You know, keto quiche. So now we're doing two different kinds.
All right. Well, you're going to have to come back another time soon.
I'd like that.
I know you've got your busy season, so do we, but hopefully we'll jump back on any time.
Thank you.
You're always welcome. Thanks, Janet. Janet Madalena, Madalena's Catering and Cheesecake in Ringo's, New Jersey. Chef Bill signing off. We'll talk to you next week.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question
we
were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar speaking at the United Nations General Assembly on universal health care coverage and abortion.
There is no international right to an abortion, and these terms should not be used to promote pro-abortion policies and measures.
Azar adding,
we only support sex education that appreciates the protective role of the family in this education and does not condone harmful sexual risks for young people.
Climate protesters are blocking major intersections in the nation's capital, hoping to bring attention to climate change. Shut Down D.C. featured the use of a boat to block one intersection near the White House earlier. Some of the demonstrators have gotten into scuffles with pedestrians and police, who've made a couple of dozen arrests so far. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.